in like ITT Tech? Or?
Yeah, well, those are the private trade schools that I don't want anyone watching this to, you know, take out the air from my tires, but those are the schools that are probably kind of the ripoff schools because they charge a tremendous amount of money. And the same things are available free at most junior colleges. I mean, they have at Trade Tech, at El Camino, at the junior colleges, they have all of these electronics programs and drafting programs and machine shop and you know, computer technician and commercial art and, you know, fashion. All of these types of programs are also available free at the junior colleges. So, you know, of course, the big difference is that these private trade schools recruit students and do spend more time, you know, holding them by the hand and getting them there. But as far as money is concerned, you end up spending a lot more money at an ITT or DeVry or Bryman or, you know, any one of those types of schools.
I see. But I've heard arguments that you aren't learning what you don't need to know and that it's just a direct what you want to do.
Well, yeah, the junior colleges have all of these programs which are called certificate programs. And for those who don't want to get a degree, you don't need to take the English or the history or the anything at the junior colleges either. You can take just the trade if you want to get a certificate instead of a degree.
Oh. Well, I guess this is the reason why they have to advertise, because they because nobody would go to them otherwise.
Right. They do good, you know, a good job of advertising. And you know, I mean, I guess they also do a good job of recruiting, of, you know, following up with students and making sure they get to the college, which is, I suppose, the big advantage of the private trade school. Whereas the junior colleges don't come to your house and say, come, you know, we have a great program. But once you get out there, you know, they have counselors, and they all have counselors, and they have help. And
all right, so let's just run down, like, where, like, a like for certain students should go. So, like, let's say you got you're poor, and you get, like, top-notch grades. Where should you go?
Well, if you're poor and you have top-notch grades, then you should go to the very best college that you are willing to go to. Now, if you're willing to go far away from home, go to the Ivy League schools, go back east to Harvard or Yale or Princeton or in California to Stanford or something like that. If you're a math science person, you might want to go to Carnegie Mellon or MIT or Caltech or school of that type. Or you want to be a doctor, you might go to Johns Hopkins. There are many wonderful schools. If you have good grades.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to stay in California and you don't want to go as far away from home as maybe Stanford or someplace up north, then right here in the Los Angeles area, we have wonderful schools. We have wonderful private schools even here. I mean, USC and Occidental and Loyola. And then, of course, if you prefer to go to a public school, and the one thing that is good about the public school is it's a little bit less scary at a public school to get started because of fees. I mean, fees are just, everything is like, the UCs and the Cal States have already worked things out pretty much so that you don't have to pay deposits for housing if you can't afford them. Although many of the private colleges have done that too.
All right. Well, thank you for the information. It's very interesting. So, in general, in conclusion, go to college. Everyone should,
Absolutely. Let me just say one last thing, and that is that if you have really low grades and you want to go to a junior college, there are opportunities to live away from home and go to junior college, and that's something you may want to look up on the internet too, that I didn't discuss, but I realize we're kind of running short on time.
Yeah. So everyone
needs to go.
Try and you have to take the initiative, though. You have to ask for these things, and you have to be involved, and you can get, like, go to college if you're poor for free.
The most important thing is to know you can go to college free. There's no such thing as I can't afford to go to college.
So don't worry about it.
You can't afford not to go to college.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Forget
Absolutely.
About it and do it. Go for it.
Absolutely, go free and
yes.
just do it.
Okay. So you were watching right there, right then, right there, and I'm Johnny Aaron, and goodbye.